Nerd Soul.
Woo! Lay LK at one, y'all. So hold it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right, Beast Vibes Life. But this is a special episode because we are doing story time slash audio visual liner notes for an album that I put out last year called Nerd Soul 10. And Nerd Soul 10 is basically a group of songs that I dropped that were approximately 10 years old. Because at the time, I was going through a lot of stuff with, like, you know, promoters and managers and everything, and music just never made it out. Or groups and everything, music just never made it out. And I figured, why not? Why not put it out? This music needs to be out. I need to get it out of my system. So I made Nerd Soul 10, I dropped it, I put it out, and I was like, cool. And I was thinking, like, yo, I miss the days of, like, liner notes, like when people would go into detail about the song and, you know, like who was on it and who made it and this, that, and the third and who was rapping and what kind of, like, the atmosphere around it was. And I figured, why not do a digital version of liner notes to go with Nerd Soul 10, even though it's just after a year I released it. So this is it. These are the liner notes. I'm gonna start with the first song on the album, which is A Little Love, that sounds like this.
And that look in your eye don't mean nothing. I put my feelings aside and keep fronting. Like I can't say something that can change the perception of what I'm really wanting. And I don't want you to think I'm trying to break the link between you and your man with this ink. As I sink in the fantasy of you and I, where love is this vivid braille and both of us are blind.
There it is. Got it? All right, cool. You got it in your head? Lock it in. Great. A Little Love is a joint that I wrote. I want to say I wrote it when I was still working at Comcast. Shouts out to Comcast call center, y'all. Yo, don't sleep. You know what I'm saying? Get your call center on. And brother still got it, you know what I'm saying? Watch this. Good evening and thank you for calling Comcast. How may I assist you with excellent customer service? Brother still got it. But I think I wrote it then about a ex-girlfriend that at that time we were like kind of like dating slash seeing each other, kind of like getting deeper and deeper into our relationship. And at the time, the intro was done by my goddaughter, who actually sang the song for me on the way home from school. And I was like, oh, that's cute. I'll throw it in. And just thinking about kind of how my and this young lady's relationship was progressing. And at the time, she was with someone, but I was kind of like holding back those feelings. You know how like you become friends with somebody and then you like chilling, you're like, oh, hold up. I think I feel like I'm more than friends with this person. That's kind of where I was. And basically it's kind of like with that line where it's like, I say something like, and I don't want you to think I'm trying to break the link between you and him, between you and your man with this ink. Cause it's like, it's weird. I started feeling weird, like, yo, I'm not that dude, but now I'm feeling like I'm kind of that dude. Shouts to the beat. The beat came from Exile. Exile did the flip. Actually, Dilla flipped this sample before too, but Exile flipped this and I heard it on, I want to say like a Paul Pre mixtape or something like that. Shouts out to Paul Pre. So I hit up Exile at the time on like MySpace or something like that. It was like, yo, look, it's completely promotional. Can I rock with it? And he was like, go ahead, do your thing. It's non-exclusive, so cool. So I recorded it at Kaiser's house. Kaiser, who you see me play Division 2 and Destiny 2 a lot with. And plus you'll see some of his gameplay from Modern Warfare a lot on IG or whatever. I recorded it at his house and I remember us like going back in, recording it with the hand claps, like recording straight through with just hand claps, recording straight through with snaps, and then just really kind of dedicating this joint to the young lady at that time that I was becoming extremely infatuated with. So yeah, that's how A Little Love came together, man. I want to say I heard the beat first and I wrote like the break the link between you and your man with this ink line. And then I went back and wrote the rest. And I kind of like wrote that while I was riding in the car. I was like in the car and I heard the beat and I was just like, man. And I was, you know how you be feeling when you be feeling the feelings. So that's how, so yes, that's how I was feeling at that time. So A Little Love, there you go. It's a little, you know, insight into that joint. It was, you know, that's just how our brother was feeling. You know what I'm saying? Got that love. That's right. So next up, I want to go to Fall in Love. That sounds like this. Can we fall in love, my baby girl? Can we fall in love for just a second?
For just one moment in time. When I look at you, I see a world that bends to the will of your pretty curls.
Which was a flip by Flying Lotus, who I hit up like way, 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 way back. Because I had feelings, once again, I had caught feelings yet another, one more again. And this time I was channeling my inner common for this joint. this is one that I was, boy, my nose was wide open, boy. Ooh, Lord, 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 Lord. But my nose was wide open. Flying Lotus flipped it. I heard it. I might have heard this at Susie's house, but I'm not sure where I first heard this flip. But when I heard it, I was like, oh, snap. You know what I'm saying? I want to rock over this, and I got something perfect for it. I know. I got you. So, I know. I got you. So, in this case, I'm rocking with it. And I'm enjoying it, and my feelings were so real at the time that I wrote that thing. I might have wrote it in a couple of hours or something like that. I wrote it in an hour or so, because I had already had the energy was already there. I was already dealing with this young lady, so my feelings was already there. And all I needed to do was just form it into a cohesive thought, aka song. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that one came together. Super quick, super easy, which is something that I ended up, funny how this came together. I shot the video for A Little Love and then followed this up as a B-side for it. And y'all should have saw me. Like, we shot the music video. Once we edited the music video, I gave like one of the copies to her. Like, this is your gift, girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you, girl. Like, whoo, boy, oh boy, oh boy. But funny thing is, all of the writing was. It just came to be so smoothly and so easily for this one, because at that time, when those emotions are running high for you, those lyrics just come. And this is a song that I look back on like, aw, it's so cute. Look at that cute little puppy love, man. Fall in Love, which was the B-side to A Little Love, is a joint that I always enjoy, because not only was Flying Lotus one of my favorite producers, but the energy of kind of like falling in line with that like Dilla kind of like legacy, I was already primed and ready as a super Dilla fan, as a crazy Dilla fan. So those two things together, and then the fact that I was feeling those emotions at that time, it was easy to write with this one. So that's how Fall in Love came together. I can't remember where I recorded Fall in Love. You know what? I recorded this at Kaiser's too. So I recorded this at Kaiser's crib too. And I just remember being like, yo, man, look, I, this is how I feel. So don't be in the booth laughing at me. You know what I'm saying? Don't be giggling. Just let me get my thoughts out. You know what I'm saying? Just let me get the thoughts across. Let me get my feelings. So, you know, just let me get my feelings out. Let me get my thoughts across and don't clown a brother. So next joint is Not Afraid. It was third track, and it sounds kind of like this.
That's where you rest at, no anarchy. Give me your dreams and relieve your insanity. Smooth like the spook that sat by the door. Packed away the bombs, got missiles for your tour. Last member of the squad, ever the yarn with swords.
And this is where I have to first off say, rest in peace to my boy, Ali Thieves. Ali Thieves made this beat, raps on it as well. He is, man. Yo, Ali was hilarious, man. Yo, I miss Ali a lot. He was that dude, rhyming with him, touring with him. Silly, dumb, childish, but in a good way, man. Like, I don't ever think I had a bad time with Ali, man. And Ali used to, yo, he used to kill it with that ASR. He made this with the ASR 10. He loved the ASR. And just seeing how he would rock, just, I come over and he have like 20 or so new beats. And I remember he dropped this one. He was like, yo, man, I want to go back and forth on this one. And he played it and I was just like, oh, word. You know what I'm saying? The little bell or xylophone or whatever that sample was. Because I don't remember, he was hardcore about not playing me his samples. Like, he would not play me where he got it from. He would be keeping them joints under like CIA lockdown. But we recorded this at his spot in DC, I think. And Not Afraid is just something that came easily. At the time, I had recently left, or the Bomb Squad had fizzled. I had not recently left. Some crazy stuff went on with Bliss, and maybe I'll tell a story, who cares? Who knows, who cares? But some crazy stuff went on and we weren't, you know, working together anymore. But I was still doing battle-ish raps at the time. And so Not Afraid kind of went, you know, pretty well with what I was doing whenever I was like in group settings. And shouts to other cats from Richmond that's like been killing it, for like Nicholas F. And Joey Gallo and stuff like that. But this is a joint that came together all at his apartment in Alexandria, dropped the beat. And I think we wrote that joint pretty quick too, in about an hour or so, hour or two, going back and forth and just figuring out how to put the last lines together for each other and just figuring out how to like, kind of like rotate off of, you know, off of one another and make each other sound good and not kind of like, not over rap the track, you know what I'm saying? But this is a joint that I remember fondly just because it's Ali Thieves, man. Producer, rapper, super cool guy, awesome friend. Unfortunately, he's not here anymore. You've probably heard some of his beats on a couple of my videos, but yeah, man, he's just extra special guy. And this is just one of those songs that I will remember all of the crazy things that he would do while recording, all these little jokes and stuff. He was just silly. Like, you would be kicking it and you would look across the booth and he have a werewolf mask on for no reason. It would just he would do silly stuff, man. Like, so Ali Thieves is that dude, and much love to him, but this track, it just makes me think about him. So he's that dude, and I love this track, just for the energy that's there, and us being kind of like that two-man team that I always enjoyed, you know, kicking it with him on the mic on. So yeah, that's Not Afraid. The next joint after Not Afraid is Energy. Energy's interesting because Energy was made after we toured, we meaning Ali Thieves and I, in London. And we met this group, Nutty Energy, out there in London. And I want to say we did a show with them while we were there, because the promoter packaged us together for a show or two. And we ended up kind of hitting it off, having a cool similar vibe. And before I go any further, Energy sounds like this.
I'm the man's man, don't get it twisted. Miyagi and the gifted individual will kill you, rules and build your rule. These vocal cords on insane folks didn't like your record, so I wrote it like Usain Bolt. What?
Bolt is chillin', Ali chillin', Nutty Energy, London in the building.
So now you got the vibe of Energy. We hit it off. We hung out in London a lot. He took us to some record spots and stuff. Took us to the hood. I was like, I don't need to see the hood. But he took us to the hood. And they showed us around, man. They were great. Couple of great guys. And when we got back, we were always like, yo, we got to do something together. We got to do something together. But since it was my and Ali Thieves and I's first time in London, and I think we stayed outside of London in Croydon, and we had to take this long train ride into where they were because the money was low, so we couldn't stay in London, like in. So I had to take this long train ride, but it was interesting just seeing how they performed, how the promoters worked, and having just a great time feeling out their recording process. Like, you know, sometimes when you record with other people, they make your process better, whether it's like, this can work with other things. Like, you might be a video editor and you might see someone else edit video and they'll give you ideas on how to shorten your process or whatever. And just seeing how they recorded and how quick they were and how efficient I thought they were recording was great. So we were like, yo, we gotta do something together. We didn't get together until we got back home, back to VA. And who made this beat? I can't remember. Was Energy, I don't know if Energy was, I can't remember if Energy was a Ali flip or if somebody on their camp gave it to him. I can't remember. I want to say it was an Ali flip, but I'm not sure. I really do apologize on this one. I cannot remember who made this joint, but pretty much made the joint over email. We emailed it to them with our vocals. They did their vocals, sent them back to us. I think their people put it together. Yeah, I know. Put it together and then basically tidied it up and we were done, you know what I'm saying? Versus, you know, any other extra effects or ad-libs or whatever. And had a good time, man. I had a song that we could share and enjoy. And it just kind of commemorates, you know, our, you know, friendship and the good times that we had in London, just hanging around and chilling. Cause that was the first time I had toured internationally. So that, you know, that joint just means a lot to me. And it's a fun song in general, just kind of like a throwaway fun song that you can just listen to and have a good time. But it, you know, it doesn't super weigh on their legacy or ours. It's just that moment in time where it's like, yo, let's do something fun and just like have it exist, you know what I'm saying? Moving on to Fifth Element, which sounds like this.
DJ Beats.
Bring it on if you think
cut
you
it
can.
Up.
And if not, then let me
cut
do
it
my
up
thing.
Back to back. Hey, yo, one for VA, two for PA, three to the four for the digger DJ and the beat that he plays for Element of Five.
So Fifth Element is actually a intro to DJ B's Fifth Element show that he does on the radio. He is from Philly, but he's syndicated where he also has his radio show on 103 Jams in Virginia Beach, or Virginia Beach, kind of like 757 area. So I met him through Janelle at the time was like semi-managing us because she didn't fully believe in us. That's a whole nother story. But she didn't fully believe in us. So she kind of managed us and she hooked this up. And this is after Bomb Squad. And he was like, yo, I'm looking for a new intro for Fifth Element, which is a show where he does like, you know, underground breaking artists, stuff like that. And he was gonna put my song on. He said, yo, I'd love if you could give me like an intro. And I was like, well, what do you need me to do? And he was like, any beat you want, you know what I'm saying? Any beat you want, just, you know, record it and it'll be fly. So of course, me being a Dilla head, that was not easy. I mean, that was not hard. So pull out the Dilla joint, and it was basically just me in, you know, introducing the show or welcoming you to the Fifth Element. And I remember leaving breaks in there for him to scratch and cut. I remember writing it in a way where he could play off of my words. Like when I'm like, one for VA, two for PA, three to the four for the digga DJ. Like when he got it, he then cut that piece up and like played with it with his cuts and scratches. And which is something that I always enjoyed from back in the old school where, you know, a DJ and an MC, similar to what you see with, even now with Will and Jazzy Jeff, where you see like a DJ and an MC will like play off of each other. Yeah, will play off of each other in a way where he's like either making the beat or breaking down the beat and reassembling the beat while the rapper's doing his thing. And it's just a fun play off each other. And I was glad because I didn't tell him what to do. I just left those spots open and let him do his thing. And luckily it came together well, man. I always enjoy it. I always love that track. And it's just a fun song in general, like straight up. It's just a fun song. So yeah. So since it's just a fun song, I gotta give it to DJ B, man. Yo, DJ B, you ever need a brother to do something? Holla at me, let me know, man. You gave me a shot. You were the first one to play me on, well, all right, hold on. You were the first to play me on radio that wasn't college radio. And you were the first one to give me an intro for a show. So much love for that, man. It was cool. It was a great, you know, like step for me. Unfortunately, some things happened where I stepped away from music for a long time after that. But at that time, man, that was such a good look. So yeah, that was amazing. So next up, we got Soul Warrior. Soul Warrior is my solo track off of the Bomb Squad album. It was a way for me to show my individuality inside of the group, to mix fighting game music with battle raps. And it sounds kind of like this.
Indented, outline tattoo of a fist print. Every match I'll come the same with spitting a sentence. Invincible, boxer, hand to death. Your last breath, jab connects my whole arm in your chest. Go ahead, wage war. Here comes the assault. The fly gets shot down in my aerial arms. You wanna fight?
So, of course, normally and naturally, I'm not like battle rapping all the time. But in that group, it was kind of like this unspoken thing that we were always battle rapping, which it kind of got to me, but that's a whole nother story. This song is something that, you know, I was able to kind of like stay in the wheelhouse of battle rapping, but also show the fun side of just loving Street Fighter all my life in general. And kind of like putting those sound effects together and like rapping with it and all that. So that was always fun and something cool. This is something that I wrote. I remember getting the beat and I was like, yeah, I'm not too into this, but there was something about the end of the beat, the way it faded out. It just hit me. It was just like, it just felt fighter gamer-ish to me. And then once I felt like it was a fight game, I was like, cool, I got it. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, I was just like right down, you know, it was easy to kind of get it out of my head then. Cause once it clicked, I was like, yo, it's kind of like a fighting game. And then, you know, I had, you know, nerdy me. I had like all the soundtracks and like BGM and all that for Street Fighter games, like Street Fighter Alpha, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, stuff like that. So I took those little small pieces and put them together. And yeah, man, that was it. You know, put it together, recorded at Bliss House. Big shouts to Bliss for what it is. no hard feelings really anymore. I don't care either way or the other. But recorded at Bliss House, knocked it out. I remember being very, very particular about how I wanted the vocal samples and stuff to go. And I remember us going back and forth about how it sounded, when it should be, what the timing is, move it this way, move it that way, you know, move it like a baby hair up or back, as Dilla would say. You know what I'm saying? I remember us being like very going after it, and I was like, yo, it's my song. Like, just move it where I told you to move it. I remember that. I was like, yo, man, you got your solo, because we all had solo songs. I was like, I didn't tell you how to do your solo song. Like, just let me have mine. Let me live or die on my sword. If it sucks, then it'll be suck, but at least it'll suck and it'll be my choice to suck. Like, not me sucking on someone else's decisions or, you know, ideas. You know what I'm saying? So, put that together, and yeah, a lot of fun. Still a lot of fun. It's still a lot of fun for me to listen to now, just because I was like, oh man, you are so battly, boy. Like, so love listening to that even now. Then on to a song that I super love, which is Frequency. Yo, okay, so Frequency, you know, before I say Frequency, I'll let you listen to it. Frequency sounds like this.
Tune in like a soap opera, the most villainous mistress of ceremony. Who can stop?
So Frequency is a track made by Arcatron, shouts to Arcatron, and featuring Susie Analog and myself. And this man, I remember coming up to Philly, which is kind of a drive from Virginia. I mean, it's not crazy, but it's a drive. Like, it's a day drive. It's about 5 hours or so. I remember coming up to Philly and hanging out at Arca's house and him just going through beats. And Arcatron can be a machine, man. Like, homie got beats on beats on beats. And of course, if you listen to the channel, if you've seen the channel, Arcatron's been featured on here multiple times. You know the homie got skills. Shouts out to Arcatron. Space Bridge, Arcatron's new project, is out in stores now. Go get it. The Space Bridge, Arcatron. So Susie, I think Susie had the hook. And you know, please forgive me, Susie, please forgive me, Susie, if I'm wrong, but I want to say Susie had the hook. Yeah, I want to say she had the hook. And once she had the hook, I was just like, word, let's go. And it was one of those sessions where, you know, you're listening and you're just like, you're listening to the music. She's writing, you writing, Arcatron saying stuff. Y'all are all kind of in this. That night we had, it was such a good vibe, man. Shouts to Susie, who also, I want to say she performed with us or toured around with us on the Warped Tour once. I can't remember, but it was such a good vibe that night. And so shouts out to Susie on that one. Really, really enjoyed it. She brought a great energy, so it was easy to match it. And this is a song that I still today, it's such a fun track for me to listen to, especially like, you know, I'm like, ha, you know what had to happen again? Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, happened again? Ain't this the first time? But just to have that fun energy, man. The Frequency is one of those songs that even now, you know, I wish we could get more of these like fun kind of collab crew songs, you know, the more the merrier kind of thing. I mean, that night it was just us three, but man, it was such a fun time. I remember it being cold. I remember it snowing in Philly. I think I stayed at Arca's spot, which was extra cold, cause Philly is extra cold. I remember snow being everywhere, but yeah, man. Talk about a great energy and a lot of fun and just so much positivity just flowing. It was easy to write. Easy to write with those two in the studio. Super easy. No problems at all. So, I know, little guy, I know. So, yeah, Frequency, always loved it, still love it. Like I said, it's one of those things where we wrote it super fast. You know what I'm saying? No problem. Super quick to write that joint. And last is Noise. Which is a track a joint from Kaiser. Kaiser made this one. And Kaiser made the beat. And I know, little guy, I know. Kaiser made the beat. And I want to say he emailed it to me. And I was like, I got you. And like immediately after me getting it, I just went to work. And I got you. I think I want to say he got a bit of the hook, shot it to me, I finished it off, and then the verse was just like whew, easy. Man, the room would go crazy with that. And I would be like, yo, I know I like it, but sometimes there's songs that you like, that you write, and don't everybody like them joint. You know what I mean? So I remember the first time I performed it, I was like, yo, man, they love that joint. I still, this is one of them joints where you need a little something in your trunk. But yeah, Kaiser killed this joint, man. Them drums, man.
Make you wanna go and get your voice right. But I'ma be right here making noise like black to black to black black. They say flow so rilla, flow so triller, flow so giller. Richmond, go get up. Yeah.
Yo, he came with that melodic. I was like, I still love that beat. So this is one of those, and then you know, writing it was so easy. I remember writing it at the kitchen table at my mama house. I wrote it at the kitchen table. Easy, just running the beat over and over and over again. Another joint that I closed out in like an hour or two. Went over his crib and recorded it, man. And to this day, I still love Noise. Kaiser on the beat is always fresh. I'm blessed to be surrounded by some great musicians, man. Like Arcatron, Kaiser, even Susie, even though I haven't really spoke to Susie in years and years, but Susie, PL Parker Lewis, man, like Anwar Highside. I have that energy around me that's really, really fun and just like a very creative energy. But with the song Noise, man, to this day, this is another one that sticks with me of just like, I feel like we got it on that one. And that's, you know, that's him and I just, our energy just connecting and working extremely well. So I love Noise to the day. It's like, back up, back up, back up, back up, back up. I was loving that joint. So yeah, guys, that's it. That's Nerd Soul 10. That's the tracks that, you know, I was like, you know what? I never really got to release these, so let me release them now. But guys, holler at me. I'm holler at you. Down in the comments, NERDSUL. Hopefully you checked it out. If you haven't checked it out, hey, look, just hit me with that thumbs or that thumbs down. I got some new stuff coming. I got some new stuff brewing. But these are some joints that I miss just because of they represented a certain time. You know, for A Little Love and Fall in Love, they just represented a moment in time when I was just like, I was all lovey-dovey. Not Afraid is just Ollie Thieves and my energy and our friendship. Energy represents the first time I was out in London, the second time we didn't get a chance to link up with them. Fifth Element was the first time I was on radio like that, which was, at that time, it was still a big deal. Soul Warrior was kind of like my first time showing my individuality within a group where I felt like I got lost in sometimes. Frequency was just a great, fun night of making music. And Noise is maybe my strongest friendship of all time with, you know, Kaiser and I just going back and forth, him hitting me with just hotness and me throwing it on back. So guys, of course, I hope you like what you heard. If you didn't, I do apologize. Maybe I'll get you next time. But until next time, from me to you, you ready to go? So it's just us saying peace. Yeah.